BuddyBet, the new online betting platform that puts the social back into betting by letting you bet against your mates. Bring the banter back into betting. Download the BuddyBet app now, available on the App Store and Google Play. Gamble responsibly.
Call 1-800-858-858.
3 minutes past five. Great to have you with us. Don't forget the magnificent work that they do down at Berwick BMW as well. They offer convenient mobility options for your next service. Berwick BMW, proud partner. And they're going to get a lot of cars in. Been this car shortage everywhere around Australia.
No chips. There's been no chips, you know, the computer chips.
No computer chips. That's a good point.
It's one of the reasons why there's been no stock.
But now it's kind of the not only the chips, but now the actual, the big car, like the hardware.
Well, they haven't been able to put them together because they haven't had the chips.
Cars or chips. So, but they're getting a lot of cars in next month down at Berwick BMW. So if you're in the area and you're in the market, that is the place to go. Hey, before we get stuck into the Reach Boys, news just in. Mick Whiting, AFL.com.au, reporting that Jack Lukosius has signed a four-year deal to stay at the Gold Coast Suns. So there you go. Mm. That is a big signing.
It's huge.
Because for a couple of years, we're all thinking that he was heading home. South Australian interest is going to be overwhelming. So
you get to start to get a bit of winning about you. And
Stewie Jew just says, I've got the pen. I've got the pen. Where's the contract? That's what Stewie Jew's starting to ask.
Well, when you're winning, Andy, that's my point.
And you're keeping the players.
Yes.
There you go.
Very nice.
You've done stuff with Reach. I've been, Jimmy,
long time ago.
So many people have been asked, and it's been a joy to be involved with it. The work that the Reach Foundation started doing about 30 years ago continues today. His voice is no good, but he's going to push through now because he's a warrior legend. His name's Fergus Watts. He's the CEO of Reach. Lovely to see you.
Thanks, mate. Good to be here.
Oh, thank God you brought Harry Garside in as well, who's got a great connection with the Reach Foundation. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me on. It's really close to my heart, the Reach Foundation, so I'm stoked to be here.
Now, we'll find out a bit more about why that is the case and what you're up to. We love Fergus, but we're a bit more interested in you and all the other stuff that you're doing at the moment. End of financial year, I know you've got some big plans for what you want to do. To do that, you need cash. You need people to support the foundation. Where are we at and what do we need?
Yeah, that's right. So what we're trying to do is run our workshops for low socioeconomic schools. Yep. So we go in and we run workshops.
Mate. It sounds beautiful.
Mate, Mark Rusciuto's built a broadcast career with a voice like this, isn't he?
Yes, he has.
So we want to go and raise 200 grand to run 200 workshops in low socioeconomic schools. That's our objective because we want to be able to get our work out to people that in otherwise couldn't afford the work so we can make the impact on them as much as anyone else.
So is that the key to it, is that those that can't afford these types of services elsewhere, that's what you're providing?
That's what the community giving campaigns are about. Mm. So the way we run our business is we go and sell workshops into schools. So schools pay for our services. We also do this work into corporates as well. So that allows us to deliver our work and be able to impact as many young people as we possibly can through the system. But the reality is there's schools out there that are underfunded, don't have enough dough.
Yep.
And so we need to be able to give our services away to those. And that's where we need community support and community giving, as well as our corporate partners, to make sure that we've got enough money to be able to go and run those workshops.
And with those people that are underprivileged and you're providing the service, what is the service?
The services, we go and run workshops. So workshops are 90-minute workshops in schools or community-based workshops where we go and our facilitators are highly trained facilitators that go in and really talk to you about real stuff. So we go and run group work and we have discussions about groups around real things that matter to you. The two things to remember about mental health if you forget everything else is if you develop a strong sense of self, who you are, what you believe in, what your values are, and you have a strong sense of those around you, they are the two core protective factors in developing strong mental health. Mm. So you think about your own life. You're strong, confident in yourself. When bad stuff happens and issues arise, you're less likely to drift off into mental ill health, and you're more likely to be able to take opportunities as they arise. That's what we do.
Mm. Reach.org.au is a place to go. Tax-deductible donations you can make today. That's where it goes to. And it's remarkable listening to you hear you say this stuff. The same words in a different accent and in a less raspy voice could be heard coming out of Jimmy's mouth 25 years ago. These are the mess. I was lucky enough to go to one of the Reach dinners and do a bit of stuff from an MC perspective years ago. And this is the mantra that Jimmy used and put all those years ago.
It really is. And I mean, what is staggering about what Jim Steins and Paul Curry did when they founded Reach 28 years ago is it was 28 years ago.
It's unbelievable.
Like, mental health wasn't a thing 28 years ago, right? You wind the clock back 3 decades and you start talking about developing sense of self and talking about real things and, you know, being able to express your emotion and all these sort of things. I mean, they were so far ahead of the game. But what they've done is set Reach up now to be able to get to a point where the time is now.
Mm.
You know, like, we now know, we now know the importance of this. We know where it goes. We know how young people need it. But the reality is still that 99% of all funding into health in this country goes into reactive and intervention work.
Yeah, right.
So when you're already crook, when you're already self-harming as a young person, when you've already got suicidal ideation, we will throw billions of dollars at you. Mm. But to stop you getting there in the first place, we're pretty much uninterested in giving any money to it.
Hey, Harry, you're a consequence of this program, as I understand it. How did you get involved with Reach, and what was your story?
So Reach enters my life. They come to my school, I think, in year 10. So I was about 15, 16 years old, and I was a little bit of a rat bag before that point. And I grew up in a place called Lillardale, so all the boys out there, they're all working class. They're all
Shane,
sort of playing
Shane Hill territory. Shane Hill grew up in Lillardale.
Exactly right. So it's a good spot of the world, but I was always playing up at school, and I went to that workshop, and that was it was a male workshop, so just all my boy mates, and they're all larrikins, and we always the smart-ass group, and I walked into that room, and it honestly changed the trajectory of my life, and that was the first day that I showed my mates a different side of myself. I was vulnerable. I told things that I haven't told anyone before. I experienced things. I listened. I showed real empathy for my mates who were also sharing stories about their life and their struggles. And it honestly, it was just a little shift in my mindset. But then all that happened after that day as well for myself, I then become a crew member and then started going on workshops as a crew member. But that day honestly changed my life. Mm. So I can't speak highly enough for the Reach Foundation.
Did it hit you? Sorry, Dad. Did it hit your ear straight away? Can you remember in that the first time they came to your school, the message and the pathway they provided and the shoulder they lent and the all of that, did it hit you straight away?
It was very quickly, absolutely. It was something in my – I don't know exactly what it was. I can't fully articulate it, but there was something in that room that just made me feel safe.
Mm.
It made me feel like I could share anything, I could be anything, I could stumble, I could fall, and I could get back up again, no judgment.
Mm.
And I think that's something that Reach offers. It gives young people a space where they can just be who they want to be. And when you're young, you don't really know who you are. You mean, I'm 24, I still have no idea who I am. You know what I mean? And Reach gave me that space to explore the world and be something and try something and really figure out, well, who actually am I? And I'm still on that process now, and that's because of Reach.
One of the things that Harry just mentioned is the very small shift, right? So in the room, like Jim used to talk about this all the time. So Jim would say, if you change the direction of a rocket ship by 1 or 2 degrees on Earth, no one notices. But by the time it gets into outer space, it's thousands of miles in a different, you know, in a different ending point. That's what the Reach work does. You know, and I've heard Harry many times talk about, you know, that core moment that just shifted the brain just a fraction.
Yep.
And then every day from then on in made slightly better decisions because he had a better understanding of himself. And that's really the core of the Reach work. And, you know, I mean, you've spoken a number of times about how that's changed the direction of your life. Mm.
And Harry, what is it like now if you're out there and you're part of the program and you've got a group that you're going to you talk to, what's your approach to it? What's the message that you're trying to get through to them?
It's not so much a message. I think it's just creating space for young people to explore themselves and explore the world and create a space where they feel like they're not going to get judged. You know what I mean? They show up however they want to show up, and Reach is always going to be open to however they show up. And I think that's a beautiful thing for a young person. I remember being young and you have a problem and you honestly, like, you think it's the end of the world. You don't realize that there's other things going on in the world. But and that's Reach offers young people a space where they can just stumble, fall, triumph, be beautiful, be messy. And I think that's awesome.
How much of the overall is of the kids that come through Reach, how much is it somebody's actually listening to me. I haven't been judged by these people. No one's put me in a pigeonhole here. They haven't made up their mind about me. They're seeing me. How much of it is that they get that at a pivotal, at a really, really important point of their lives?
It's all that.
Yeah.
So we don't go in preaching a message. We go in creating a space and having real conversations. So we create, there's a range of activities that we run through the workshops, take the energy up, take the energy down. They're young facilitators, so we have young facilitators that are highly trained.
Yeah.
So they go into schools, they create a rapport with young people very quickly, and then they connect on that level, and the young person feels supported. Like, we hear all the time, I've never felt so supported.
Yeah.
I never knew that. I didn't know that you felt that way as well, and I'm not alone because I've never heard anyone talk about this before. You know, that's why we do the group work. That way they can figure out whatever they need to figure out for themselves, and that is the thing that develops them from a preventative mental health position.
Reach.org.au, if you're listening to this, you listen to Harry and Fergus, and you're thinking, yep, it's the end of financial year, tax deductible, we can help. Reach.org.au is the place to go.
Hey, Harry, what is it now that's going on with Australian boxing? Because everywhere we turn, there's superstars. There's people in bouts for world titles. And what's happening in this country that's producing these stars coming through?
Mate, what an exciting time it is. It's honestly the golden era of boxing at the moment. And I'm so grateful to be 24 at a time like this. So I'm not too sure what it is. I just think Australians are starting. When I first went on the amateur team, that was back in 2015, the first time representing Australia, I just feel like the belief you draw England or you draw Cuba, a really good boxing nation, and you'd almost lose before you got in there. And I just think slowly but surely the Australian boxing community and boxing fraternity is starting to believe in themselves. And I think that's massive. We all can work together. We've got so many good boxers in this country. And I think we're slowly starting to believe that we are capable of being just as good as England, just as good as America, and just as good as the top Eastern European countries. So I think it's exciting.
And talking to you beforehand, you had that magnificent moment that Andy and I were crowing about on the Shinya
program. Yeah, we loved it, mate. We couldn't get enough of you during the Olympics.
It was fantastic.
Jeez.
And loved to see the family and everything that was going on. But you were saying it wasn't an easy pathway to get there. You had a few setbacks along the way.
Absolutely. I failed 5 different occasions to qualify for an Olympic team. So many times, and up until the age of 17, I lost more fights than I'd won. That's when Reach entered my life, a year before I won my first nationals. So I don't think it's a coincidence that, you mean, after meeting Reach, a year later, I win my first nationals, then get selected to represent Australia at something. And I don't think it's a coincidence at all. So I truly stand by the work at Reach. And it was a rough trot to try and make an Olympic team, but I finally made it.
And Harry, you're doing it your own way. And I don't know whether this is Harry Garside or whether this is part of the kind of Reach, what Reach allows and encourages people to. I mean, it's the most interesting group of people at an event at the Crown that I've ever seen. The Reach cohort was colourful, eclectic, loud. It was a magnificent group of people, but you're not going through your boxing career in a established way. You're being very much your own person on the way through. Could you have been that comfortable being, you know, your true self if it wasn't for the organisation that you found yourself part of?
Oh, I personally don't think so.
Yeah, right.
I honestly think your universe kind of happens for us, and you meet things at the right time, things happen at the right time, you fall at the right time, and Reach into my life at the right time. And it truly helped me find the person that I am now, find me discover the man that I am now. So I'm so grateful that they entered my life at 15, 16, and I truly want more young people, not just in Victoria, but around Australia, to experience this stuff.
And we live in a world, though, where people have access to you. And you pick up your phone on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and if you're not put into a little box and say, well, I fit comfortably in here, you expose yourself to scrutiny. How do you deal with that?
Well, that's something that I'm actually personally trying to overcome, because before the Olympics, mate, no one cared about what I did with my life. I was just one of the boys. I was, that's simple as that. And post-Olympics, there's a lot of people who love me and there's a lot of people who give me support, but there's also one or two people who trash you and they try and get you at certain things. And we obviously are hardwired to remember the negative comment.
Oh yeah.
But I'm trying my best to navigate that. I'm only 24, so I'm definitely not perfect, man. I definitely react sometimes. But at the same time, you just try and understand that no one really knows. The people online, they don't really know who I am deep down. I know who I am. The people closest to me know who I am. And that's really all that matters at the end of the day.
We're going to let you go in a moment. Reach.org.au is the place to go if you want to help out. It's not about feeling good about you, Fergus. Not, you don't do this to get a sense of self-gratification or any of that. But when you see the kids that have come in needing some help and needing a place to find, and then they come out the other end and they, like Harry, becomes part of your team, or others go off to do great, and there's some people that have come through Reach have gone on to do some great things. How satisfying might not be the right word, but insert your own appropriate word, but what sort of sense of joy do you get, or whatever the right word is, when you see that? You know?
It's inspiring is what it
is.
Yeah,
it's better.
Reach works with – we work with all young people from all walks of life. So I was a Reach kid when I was 15, walked into a Heroes Day facilitated by Jim, you know, and I was a private school kid from a good family, lived in Hampton, you know. Yep. Like, so Reach is for everybody. What is inspiring about it is that when you create an environment for young people to be real and be themselves, they take it with everything they've got.
Yeah, right.
Because they don't get that environment too often. They're thrown into just normal environment at school. They're trying to figure out who they are. They're trying to make friends, lose friends, connect with people. They're trying to figure out all that stuff. And there's very rarely an environment where they can truly be themselves and develop from that base of who am I and what am I really about? And when you see a young person in front of a group of other young people sharing what they're really about and then getting affirmed by the rest of the group, it's goosebump stuff every single day, because those young people leave walking a bit taller, chest out a little bit more, and think, I can do more with my life. And that's what it's about. 50% of young people in this country don't feel confident about their future. Our job, my job as a CEO, is to spread the message so we have 100% of young people in this country feeling confident about whatever they want to do moving forward.
Reach.org.au. Fergus Watts, what's next for you, Harry, before we let you go?
I'm hoping my next fight is end of August, early September, but no dates or opponents locked in. So just staying fit, staying healthy, and enjoying. I'm in Sydney now, but I'm enjoying some time with mum and dad while I'm down in Melbourne.
Yep, yep. Well, if you ever need a voice or a platform to promote whatever you've got coming up next, we'll do that for you, right? Mm-hmm. So use us whenever you want.
We're getting a little stable of the boxes, aren't we?
Oh, we are. Mickey's giraffe was here a few weeks ago. If you need a little pump up at any stage, take our numbers.
I was telling Gazy before, I was lining up when I was younger for him to sign me sneakers.
And did he?
Andrew Gazy, yeah, absolutely.
Did he ask for some money? He generally does. He doesn't give that stuff away for free.
Not anymore, you know. Picked up the clip with the sale, Andy.
Harry Garside, Fergus Watts, reach.org.au. Tax deductible, end of financial year. You know what you're doing as big companies. You could spend your money in a whole lot worse places than this organisation. Keep up the good work. Thanks for coming,
guys. Cheers.